God definitely wants to answer our prayers. I would just tell a little story. This happened actually on Friday to me and Salithia. We were in Gainesville, and we were standing outside the Krispy Kreme donut place. We got a couple of donuts, and they were really good. And we were standing there, and there was a car playing just super loud music. And I grabbed Salithia's hand, and I said, pray with me. And we said a prayer, a real simple prayer, just asked the Lord to shut those stereos off, just to make them where, you know, I forget exactly the words that we used, but it was kind of along the lines of, don't give those radios any electricity so they can't play.
Now, it wasn't just any kind of music. It was.
Yeah, it wasn't good music. It wasn't good music, and it was really, really, really loud. And we said that prayer together. And as we was driving home that evening, because we stayed up there pretty much all day, as we was driving home on 75 that evening, we both had the comment that after we said that prayer, we didn't hear any more music. The power of prayer is tremendous. And, you know, once we understand the power of our prayers, because, you know, there are literally a host of angels.
Amen.
That are just standing by waiting for us to pray the right kind of prayer. Waiting for us just to pray the right way, to come at prayer the right way, so they can actually go to work. I heard somebody say one time that there was a whole lot of Christians that had out of work angels,
mm-hmm.
because they weren't praying right. And you know, that's really sad because our angels are literally, you know, they want to go and you know, the scripture says that they're ministering spirits sent forth
to cause God's work to happen.
Right. So, you know, those angels want to go and do the things that Christians pray for, but we have to come at the prayer in the right way. So I wanted to tell that little story because, you know, I don't know that I noticed it as we were like riding around Gainesville or wherever we was at, but I sure noticed it when we were on the way home that we hadn't heard any music the rest of that day. And I know that you know, because I don't believe in coincidences, I know that 100%
Amen.
That was God answered that prayer that we prayed earlier that day.
Amen.
So, you know, our prayers can literally change the outcome of things. So, you know, when we come at a prayer and we come at it, you know, with a humble heart, we come at it with a repentant heart, we come at it because, you know, we're living our lives right, and, you know, we've given our lives over to God. And we do like 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. You know, we continually stay in that prayerful mindset. Well, we can have our prayers answered, and we can have a visual or an audible testimony to that, however you want to word it. Because, you know, that is a true testimony of the power of praying and God answering a prayer in real time. You know, sometimes we say a prayer and that prayer might be answered 3 or 4 days later or 2 weeks later or whatever. And we look back and we say, okay, well, that was from the prayer that I prayed. But that was a prayer that was answered in real time. I just wanted to share that with everybody.